Yuma, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Zion. Vashachar hayalobesh piluthon shoshneim asar mana. When the Kohen Gadol puts on the big day lavan in the morning, which is for all the avodas that the Kohen Gadol does, especially for Yom HaKippurim, he wears piluthon, which are a very expensive type of linen clothes called piluthon, which comes from Eretz Ramses, which is translated as piluthon. Shoshneim asar mana, that are worth 12 mana. Ubein harbayim, and the big day lavan that he wears in the evening, that he puts on the big day lavan again after he does the avoda of the korban tamash al bein harbayim in order to take out the kafa machta, which he left in the kodesh kedushim after he was machta the ketores in the kodesh kedushim. Hindavim shoshmona meyazuz. These big day lavan that he wears in the evening were from India and were worth 800 zuz, which is 8 mana, 1/3 less than the big day lavan that he wore in the morning. And the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk that the big day lavan he wears in the morning were more valuable than the big day lavan he wears in the evening. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, the Shachar Hayalovei Shoshmona Asar Mana, the big day lavan he wore in the morning was worth 18 mana. Ubein Ha'arbayim Shoshnei Asar Mana, the big day lavan he wore to take out the Kapu Masa from the Kodesh Kedushin were worth 12 mana. Hakol Shloshim mana, together 30 mana. The reason why the Mishnah mentions that together they're worth 30 mana, because the main thing is that together they should be worth 30 mana. But if the big day shachar he wears in the morning were worth more than 18, or the big day lavan he wears in the bein arbayim were worth less than 12 mana, that doesn't make a difference as long as together they are worth 30 mana, and as long as the big day lavan shel shachar were worth more than the big day lavan shel bein arbayim. Elu mishel tzibur. This amount mentioned above were brought from the tzibur. They were brought from the Trumas HaLishka that paid for these begadim. The imratza lahosef, if the Kohen Gadol wanted to wear more expensive clothes, mosif mishelo, then he had to use his own money to buy the more expensive clothes. But he had to be makdish that money in order that the begadim would come from the tzibur, because big day kahuna have to come dafka from the tzibur.
After the Kohen Gadol put on the big day lavan, he came to the kapara that the Kohen Gadol brought. The Kohen Kapara was brought his own money. The kapara was standing between the ulam and the mizbeach. The kapara was standing between the ulam, which was the holy entrance, and the mizbeach. The dam of the kapara was nipra in the kodesh kedushim. So therefore, the first kapara is responsible to the kodesh kedushim. Rosho Ladon, who turned up the mind, his head was facing the center, but it turned its face towards the west. And the reason why they didn't stand it from east to west, because it's not from the bed that the back of the car be towards the center. If a coin only is the mitzvah of the turn of the mind, the coin sits to the east facing the mind, facing the mitzvah. It's so much to stay yet over the Lord. And he puts his two hands on the car between its horns, in the spada, and he confesses. The Kachay Omer, and this is what he would say in his bidui. Ana Hashem, Avisi, Pashati, Chatati, Lefanecha, Ani Ubesi. Myself and my house, referring to my wife, because this par was brought for his own kapara, in order that the Kohen Gadol would find kapara for himself first, and then, after he had kapara for his averis, he would then be mechaper for the whole Klal Yisrael. This mission is going according to Rabbi Meir, but the Chachamim say that he said Chatasi first, and then Avisi, and afterwards Pashati. Because Chatasi is referring to Shogeg, averes that were done by Shogeg, Avisi is referring to averes done by Mezid, and Pashati is referring to averes done by Mered, that were done Mahachis to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Derech is to mention the more Kal Averis first, and afterwards the more severe Averis. Ana Hashem, Kapre Nar La Avonos Velapsharim Velachatam, She Avisi Veshepashati Veshechatasi Lufanecha Ani Ubesi, Takaso Betoris Moshe Avdecha, Kibayom Hazeh Yichaper Alechem, Letaher Efchem, Mikol Chatusechem, Lutne Hashem Tetorah. And on this day,
Hashem will be mechaper for all the averus. The heim onen achrav, and the am that were standing there in the azara were onen after him. Baruch Shem kvod machuso lolam ve'ed. The reason they didn't say amen, because in the Beit HaMikdash, when Hashem's name was mentioned, it wasn't mentioned the way we say it with Aleph Dalet. It was mentioned the way it is written in the Torah. So therefore, they said, instead of amen, Baruch Shem kvod machuso lolam ve'ed.